This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis and his sidekick, who occasionally kicks him in the side.
By the time the quarantine's over, probably.
Probably will, yeah. Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Remember that.
There's no absence here.
Exactly. Familiarity breeds contempt. Hey, how'd your week go? Ours was actually pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Despite all the joking around. No, it was a good week. Got a lot done, didn't I?
You got a lot done.
I got a lot done. So did you. You've been busy
helping out friends.
Shepherding the flock here at the house. But yeah, it was a good week. It was a good week. How was your week, Chris?
My week was okay. Nothing spectacular. I mean, other than the fact that I'm still trying to get used to the fact that when I come to work, which is late in the day, and I pull off of 695 onto Rexhurstown Road, there's no traffic.
Yeah.
And that what normally is a 45-minute trip is about 20 minutes tops.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when you pull in the parking lot over there on the other side behind the hotel, are they full in there, or is there nobody there either?
There's nobody here. I think the only people that are here are maybe one or two guests and maybe the rest, and I'm talking like bare bones staff of like maybe four or five.
Wow.
Somebody at the front desk and maybe a security guard, and that's it. I mean, because the restaurant and the bar is closed.
Yeah.
So yeah, anybody that comes here, they're going to be stuck because there's really no place to eat unless, of course, they get in their car and then they go to some of the fast food drive-through areas. That's it.
A little weird.
Very weird. Even we've been watching some commercials and stuff on television, and one of the travel, how would I put that without saying names? One of the big travel companies, they even said, stay home. You know, you're used to them trying to get you to get rent hotel rooms and do all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And they're saying, you know, for right now, we're good with you staying home. And that's pretty cool to see everybody work together like that.
You know? Once this thing breaks, people want to get out. People have.
We're gone.
I got cabin fever. I can tell you. I've never sat home this long ever. You know, and I've gotten work done. We're developing a new part of the business, so I've been doing things like getting licenses and federal EIN numbers and, you know, that type of thing.
We've been putting off are getting done.
Yeah, things. And I got a lot done on the book as far as the Maryland's Finest, the record book for Maryland Big Game, the white-tailed deer and the black bears and sika deer. We got a lot done for that. So, things can get done when you work from home, and that's a good thing.
I think it's got us to catch up a lot on different things that we need to catch up on. Not everything we need to catch up on.
Right.
We've got a few more to go.
Hey, our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. For those of you who are awake, we'd appreciate a phone call. What are you doing during this time of quarantine and social distancing? I will tell you that Tom is on the line right now. Let's talk to Tom.
What's up, Al, my brother?
How are you, bud?
Good morning.
Are you guys guarding the toilet paper down there?
No, you know what's amazing? There is some available in certain places.
Yeah,
and Robin is helping out a friend.
She's a healthcare provider.
A healthcare provider, watches her daughter a couple days a week, and I walk the little girl out to the out to the curb, and I walked out the other day, and there's this giant, giant thing of toilet paper in her front seat, and she says, "That's for you for helping." What is this about?
Perfect. You
beautiful.
Know.
It's like, what is it, 30 rolls or something? It's amazing.
I've never seen one that big.
No,
actually.
It's like a, I don't know where she got it. But anyway, you know, so we're stocked. We're good. We're good.
Good. Toilet paper's the new gold.
Exactly. Exactly. No question.
I'm up and working, so I just thought I'd give you a call, say hi.
Well, I'm glad you're working. That's a good thing. How you feeling?
So far, so good.
Yeah. Keep it that way.
Keep it that way. That's
for
sure.
Doing my best, brother.
Yeah.
I'll take care.
Robin put a thing on Facebook the other day. Let's hear about a movie title where you replace one word with toilet paper. Now you can run that over in your head while you're working today.
There you go.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Hang in there. Take care.
All right, buddy. See you later.
I'll be seeing you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
My favorite one,
uh-huh.
What was it? A fistful of toilet paper.
Yes. Yep.
I got like 100 answers. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
It must have been single ply.
Possible. Possible.
They're handing out, what was that other one I put on where the lady was handing out, depending on how much you work around the house, the kids, the chores you do, you get sheets of toilet paper. So many squares per chore.
Well, you know,
I like that.
There's all kinds of memes out there.
I know. Go ahead. We got Mark on the line.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my telephone call.
Our pleasure. What's up?
Well, I just took this opportunity to clean up my home more, do all my laundry, basically do spring cleaning that I always don't get done until summer.
Right.
So I got that done, and also, in a way, I guess I'm lucky because I'm a retired veteran, but as a part-time job, what I do is I pass out menus to homes for a food delivery service.
Right.
To carry a takeout and delivery, and this is a great time for me to have that because there's a demand for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm an artist and a musician, and so what I'm drawing right now is a COVID-19 sign with a slash through it. You know how you see those street signs with slash?
Yeah.
Slashing through them? So I drew a big red circle and a red line through it and COVID-19 under
good.
It and put a red slash through it. I'm going to put it on my door outside.
Yeah, that's good.
I love it.
That's great. Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, you know, no one likes this situation. A lot of people are staying home, locking themselves in. And I was just wondering, is it a good time to go out and be an outdoorsman or not?
Yeah, why not?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Captain Dawn sent us a picture the other day of a popular snakehead spot where they were lined up along the road, and there was no social distancing there. They were all on top of each other.
That's not cool. But if you go out and you fish and you're 6 foot from everybody,
yeah,
I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's why they suspended trout stalking. They don't want people crowding around.
If deer or anything that us outdoorsmen like to hunt and eat, I would think that they would report it. If the animals have viruses, I mean, I feel that's a legitimate question, isn't it?
I don't know that this jumps to animals.
There has been a lot of controversy about that, and I'm still not real sure on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of articles out there.
I can't see it quite, you know, myself. Frankly.
They're saying dog fur.
Huh? Dog fur?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which makes sense because if... let's say you sneeze, then the particulates get on the dog's fur, and then you touch, you know, you
that's right,
the dog, and then you touch your face, well, then there it is. But I don't think, from what I understand, I don't think the animals themselves carry it.
Right, it's just like on their fur. I was reading about it. I've got to read the whole article.
So I texted my sister about her outdoor cats, and I said, you know, she needs to be probably vigilant about her cats going in and out. But, no, I wouldn't think that this thing would jump, like, across deer populace or fish or anything like that. That would be horrible if it did. I mean, God forbid it should hit the animal kingdom. That would be terrible.
You're right.
I think more that they're vectors than it really hits them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe I'll do a cartoon. Maybe I'll just draw a cartoon for my own self about deer saying, virus, get away.
No, there you go.
There you go. I like it.
Be away. Just to cease to exist. That's what we all want.
That's what we all want. All to go away. You're right. All right, Mark. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's talk to Odell. Good morning, Odell. What happened?
Technical difficulty.
What'd you do? Press the wrong button?
Yeah, I totally did.
You dumped Odell.
Well, somebody's calling in. Let me go.
Maybe it's him. Yeah,
hold on. Exactly.
See, that would happen whether we're there or not.
I know.
All right, we're holding. But we've got an interesting story from The Washington Post. Maybe you saw this.
Well, you know what? Let me prefix this.
Well, all right. Let's see if Odell's back.
Not yet.
Go ahead. Prefix it.
I'm having to help with homework. I have two friends that are essential employees, me working in the healthcare and all that. Anyway,
right.
I've got two friends, older kids, but they're staying here just so they have somebody with them. They sit around or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Helping them with homework.
Okay, we have Odell and we've got Stan.
We'll be back to this later. Goodbye.
Good morning, sorry. Odell.
Good morning, Odell.
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin and Chris. We got a little cut off there.
Yeah.
I enjoy your show where I'm driving down the road.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Odell.
Great. Moving food goods, hospital supplies, whatever we can haul.
That's right.
You know what? You're what we need out there right now.
You're essential, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, hey, Chris, can you do a conference between the two guys?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and set that up. Let me know when Stan is joining us.
Stan and Odell, actually, this is a four-way now.
A four-way?
A four-way, oh, wow.
Never did that.
You've never lived.
Oh, I'm going back.
No, Miss Robin, you stay right where you are. I promise I'll clean it up.
No, don't, please. I don't stay.
Okay, well, what? Let me interject real quick because
we got two truck drivers on the line. Stan and Odell both drive trucks, both essential. Stan delivers fuel. Odell delivers food and hospital supplies and whatever they load on his truck. So here we are. How you finding it out there, guys? Stan?
Odell, I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump in there real quick because I've got a lot on me today. Miss Robin?
Uh-huh.
A fistful of toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
The sequel, a few rolls more.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just jumped in real quick. I heard that, and well, it's a rainy night, and these people are crazy. There's no real police enforcement out here. It's gonzo.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's
real police enforcement. Just don't get in a group of 10 or they'll show up.
Yeah, exactly. And they can't arrest you because you can't go to jail because it's just a big circle.
It's a mess.
Well, I'm going to let you have it, Bubba, because I'm going to get back to the wheel. I got to take some ramps, get this thing loaded, go out there to Frederick. I was hoping my son would call. Mr. Allen, you should have seen the picture of the bass that he sent me, and he's 6'4", came up to his belt buckle.
Well, I'll tell you what, why didn't he send it to me?
I told him to do that, and I told him to wake up early, but...
No, you know.
He's like his father. He's young.
I hear you.
He's used to getting up early, but not now. All right, let me get out of here. Odell, hang in there, man. I'll see you on the road somewhere.
Hey, Stan, keep the greasy side down, buddy.
Stan, be safe, okay?
Thank you all. You too. And be careful and help. I'll see you.
All right. Odell, buddy, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I know how you truck drivers are. I've been in them diners at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know all about that.
I told my wife I ride down a road. It's so dead, right? I said I have a one-way conversation. I can't get an argument with myself.
That's true. Yeah. When I talk to myself, I just tell Robin I have to have an intelligent conversation with somebody every now and then. So.
Yeah, the roads are kind of dead. You know, headed south and everything. You know, a lot of places. It's like driving down in the twilight zone.
Yeah, it sounds
what
like.
What area do you go to?
I go from, well, I run a relay from Baltimore to Alta Vista, Virginia, and then I pick up whatever thing comes up north, and I take it to Baltimore, and somebody takes it to New York, Massachusetts, and whatever.
Neat.
So it's like a relay we're doing all the time, you know.
Very cool. Yep. Yeah, I tell you, the people who you realize are essential, huh?
I've been doing it for 47 years.
Wow. You've been hauling for a while.
Yeah, I've just got a 1,000,000 mile safety award mile.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. That's great, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
In fact, that's the second one I got. I got one from another company I worked for a couple years. That's wild, too.
No question.
You spent a lot of time and a lot of days on the road. A
lot of windshield time, buddy.
Yeah. My daughter, she's a CPA, and my son, he's a Anne Arundel County police officer.
All right.
Well, oh, that's cool.
Good.
That is cool.
Well, Odell, be safe out there, buddy. I told Stan to keep the greasy side down. You keep the shiny side up, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Take it one day at a time, everybody. One day at a time.
Okay, Stan. All right.
You keep that stuff moving, okay?
I'm mixed up.
He's lost it this morning. He's tired of being inside with me.
I am. I've got cabin
fever.
Don't
be too hard on him, Robin.
I've got cabin fever. I've got the symptoms.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
You guys.
Have a great day. Keep up the great job, okay, Odell?
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Have a blessing.
You too. Anybody else there, Chris, right now?
No, sir. Why don't you tell us what's going on down at Clyde?
I think I will. Clyde's Sports Shop is open. He is an essential business. And so he was closed Monday. He was closed Tuesday. He was closed Wednesday, given the governor's directive. And he had a visit from the local police and said, look, you don't need to be closed. And he said, okay. So they've got no more than 10 people in the store. They've got social distancing. No more than 6 feet, you know, close. Man, I wish we had that. Sitting here on the couch, it's just, I feel crowded. I feel like I'm...
There's another couch over there.
I think I might get 6 feet away.
I think that's fine.
Anyway, yeah, that's the point. You got to be 6 feet away from each other. And there is somebody actually posted at the door that will... only let 10 people at the most in, and that includes employees. So there's a counterman in the front. There's a gunman in the back. And I would say you'll get 6 or 7 people in there. But the good news is they're open. They're selling bait. There's not much ammo left. There's not any, you know, home protection. Firearms and handguns are pretty much wiped out. I would, you know, look, if you've got the money, go get yourself a Browning BPS pump. You got the inexpensive ones are gone. The Mossbergs and the Remingtons and all that. They're gone. They've been purchased and taken away. But there's a nice supply of Browning BPS, you know, and they just came in. They're $630, $40, $50, somewhere in there. And, you know, if you're a hunter and you don't have a home protection firearm, there you go. Browning BPS, and that now you've got something you can hunt with too. So, why not? Hey, they're also doing fishing licenses and rod and reel repair. They've got all the live bait and minnows and so forth. So, you know, you name it, they've got it. They know where the fish are, and you can stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, Clyde Sports Shop. Yep, they're open. We'll be right back after these messages. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yes! Here's hey, my name! Was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Pippidou, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
No, sir.
All right. Well, look, Robbie, you know, trying to talk about homework and we need some callers, which is, you know, which is good. That's why we're here.
I know. That's when I shut up.
Why not? Would you please continue without the...
No, it's just I have been confused and amazed by some of the homework I have seen.
Really?
The math that they do now is scary.
Oh, yeah.
Even my daughter and her best friend, who's a mother of one of these girls, is it's scary. I've never seen anything like it. And they take like 110 different steps to get where you got when you said 7 plus 7 or 7 times 7.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, I had to help somebody with their reading, and they're being taught that sand dunes communicate with each other.
Do what?
I know. I printed it out. Alan was, I can understand saying that, you know, that they flow together with the winds and all that kind of stuff. But this article actually says that they communicate with each other to move across the beaches. Well, to me, communication means having a brain. And I didn't know sand dunes had the thought of thinking.
Sand dunes are often near other sand dunes. They form in groups called dune fields. Some blow in the desert wind. There are dune fields on the ocean floor. They move as water flows. Dunes move around. Scientists have found that dunes communicate with other dunes. They communicate as they move. A study showed dunes can push other dunes further away. The study was released on February 4th. So they're having social distancing among dunes. Is that what they're saying?
I guess it's a conscious effort.
Huh. The study could help experts understand how dunes affect roads and buildings. This could help to deal with climate change.
There's a whole thing. There's the whole thing's about climate change.
Declarative
statement. The earth is getting warmer. Scientists say using fuels like oil and gas make the planet heat up. The rising temperatures change the weather. This is called climate change. This is what they're using to teach a lesson in school. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
This is an article from the Washington Post.
I had a very unsavory comment that I can't say on the radio when I talked about it.
But didn't they just legalize marijuana in D.C.?
Likely.
Yeah, I think.
There's your sign.
Natalie Vriend helped write the study. She works at Cambridge University in the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is in Europe. She said people know that sand dunes move around. Smaller dunes move faster than larger ones, she said. Scientists thought that dunes that are the same size would move at the same speed. Dunes push each other. That is not the case. Instead, nearby dunes push against each other. They move farther away from each other over time. These are, quote, sand dunes that communicate, Bren said. Here is what happens. A flow of water hits a dune, or wind hits a dune. The energy creates a disturbance. It is like when a boat causes ripples in the water. The ripples follow behind and move other things. The disturbance created by one dune pushes the nearby dune. It causes the dune to move. As the flow continues, the dunes keep moving. Once it is far enough away, the disturbance can't reach it anymore. Just like with a boat. If you're far enough away from the boat, you won't feel the ripples. What do you think, Chris?
That would make a good fire starter.
You know, I'm reading this stuff and I'm trying to help them with it, and I'm trying not to say anything to try to be respectful of their teachers, but it's just.
Carol Basic helped write the study. Here's the headline: More land is turning into desert. In a lab, Basic put sand piles into a tank with moving water. It was supposed to imitate what happens in nature. The sand moves 65 feet in 1 hour. That is a little longer than a bowling lane. In nature, dunes move much slower. A small dune might move that much in 1 year. A larger dune moves less.
Oh, cow patties.
Scientists can look at satellite photos taken from space. Really? I thought they were taken from downtown. To see how dunes move. It takes a long time to see dunes moving, though. Bren said that is why they did the test in the lab. Understanding how sand dunes move could be important. Scientists want to understand their effect on dry places like deserts.
Let me say this. The best definition of communication is the processing or passing of information and understanding from one person to another, sharing ideas, opinions, facts, values from one person to another, or one organization to another. That is not something that doesn't have a brain.
Let me conclude. Vriend said one result of climate change is more desert. More and more land is turning into desert. Sand dunes are becoming more common. Dunes can harm roads and buildings. She said she read about sand dunes in Nouakchott. Nouakchott is a city in Mauritania. Mauritania is in a country in Africa. Parts of the city were covered by dunes, she said. It affected people who lived there. Okay, now that I've shared that with our listeners, I'd like to put this in the proper place. There you go. Properly filed. This is what our kids are learning. This is how they are indoctrinated. And it is put in simple terms, because these are what, fourth graders, third graders?
Third and fourth. No, second and third.
Second and third?
Something, I don't know.
Okay.
So they're like, 8 and 9 years old?
Yeah.
One's
so,
turning 10 this week.
So from this early indoctrination, they are being told declaratively in their studies that there is climate change and the earth is getting warmer. And people that use oil and gas are causing this to happen. I mean, we're talking, now think about this. These people won't get out of school for another 15 years, 14 years, 13 years, whatever it is. They're fed a steady diet of this crap for their entire, you know, school term. And then they get out and they go, well, Daddy, you shouldn't buy an SUV or a pickup truck because your carbon footprint is going to be too high and you are burning fossil fuel in the car. You should buy a solar-powered car that drives itself.
I'm more worried about them not knowing what the meaning of communication is.
Oh, they know. Dunes do it. Do you think the dust bunnies under the oven do it?
They go and flow, too.
They seem to move in unison when we had the oven repaired the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
After all, they're bunnies. They must have a brain. Speaking of communication, Chris, do we have anybody on the line? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Well, Tom, who called in not too long ago, is calling back, and
okay,
he'd like to offer a comment.
Oh, let's hear Tom's comment. I would love to see that.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
I don't understand the problem with sand dunes. They got to have something to teach them to replace critical thinking and civics.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
See, there you go. There you go.
I mean, you can't let them just sit there all day. You got to teach them something.
Let's make some.
Or, you know what? I hate to say it. Even home ec and shop and all that stuff has been taken out. So we got to find something to replace that, too, because they don't need to know how to balance a checkbook.
I've lived this long and never knew sand dunes communicated.
Now, see, you learn something on the Outdoors and Radio Show every day.
Hey, I'm surprised I've made out as well as I have without knowing that.
You know, I know, I know.
I just, when I read it, I had to be so good because it's a kid. You got to, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you can't tell them your teachers are idiots.
Yeah, basically.
No, you can't tell them.
But I came as close as I could without telling them.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Did you see did you see this report on Fox 45? Councilman Leon Pickett's concern about groups gathering in the city. Thursday night, Pickett showed Fox 45 Pennsylvania North Avenues, where large crowds gather and suspected drug dealers, he said, continue business as usual. We're closing churches, we're closing barbershops, but at the same time, at an intersection like Penn North, you have hundreds of people gathering. Where are the public health officials? Afraid to go? What do you think?
They all got COVID-19, wouldn't it?
That sounds like
the thought I had in my head at the same time.
That sounds bad, buddy. Yeah.
Hey. Gotta be who I am.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Right.
Stay safe.
All right, buddy.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, hey, look at that, man. Look at that. There's a load of hand sanitizer.
He's looking at a Crown Royal truck.
That's our buddy Joe Kenner. He got an order of hand sanitizer strictly for medicinal purposes. And there is Roy Orbison's Pretty Paper.
I love that song.
Pretty Paper. Toilet paper.
I just thought of something we could use for toilet paper.
That sand dune article?
Sorry.
Yeah, textbook of every grade school in America right now. Oh, mercy. Hey, we put a notice on Bucks, Bears, Stags. We were supposed to be at the Pope and Young convention today. Oh, and that reminded me, Pope and Young is having an online auction. If you would really like to, let me find it here real quick. What day was it? That's Boone and Crockett Club, Pope and Young Club. I am looking.
We have a caller when you get done.
I'll get there.
I know. I'm just telling you.
All right. Well, let's talk to Wesley while I'm looking for this. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Alan.
Oh, you sound good today, buddy. Glad to hear that.
Hey, well, I got to chuckle because, you know, your story has explained a lot to me because I've gone out fishing many times, you know, and I think those sand dunes jump on top of each other because on the way back, the water sometimes is more shallow than it is on the way out. It couldn't be anything stupid like the moon pulling on the water.
On the tide? No.
Nah.
No. No,
that makes sense. It's a dune moving.
They're doing it on purpose.
They're doing it on purpose just so you know that they're in charge. Yep. Do you think if they communicate with each other, they're smart enough to communicate with the fish?
Oh, yeah. Don't bite that piece of bait. That's got a hook in it. Bite the other one.
I think you're starting to make some sense out of this now. I really do.
Got a good chuckle this morning out of that.
I'm glad to hear that. I read it like the teacher would read it to the kids, you know, so it was easy to understand. And they didn't use long sentences, and they didn't use big words. So.
And then the questions that they asked, they had to answer afterwards. How did this article change you?
What?
Yeah, that was the question she had to answer.
Are you
How
kidding?
Did this article change you?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
I had to try to explain to her what that question meant.
Huh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Oh, my goodness. So, Christy, do we have on the line right now anybody? Thank you, Wesley. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too,
Wesley,
buddy.
Stay safe. Stay healthy.
You as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we have Bob.
We have Bob. Do we want to talk to Bob or take a break?
Let's go ahead and get Bob real
quick. Let's talk to Bob. All right. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Take them somewhere else like Dorchester County where there aren't any dunes.
No dunes in Dorchester.
They don't have dunes down there. They got water.
They got swamp.
Al knows that.
That's true.
Man? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, here I am. How about you?
South Carolina.
Why?
Because I have ammo here.
They have ammo, huh?
Yes, I'm living with my daughter now.
Yeah, I got it.
And her baby girl and another one on the way, so we're down here taking care of the siblings and the babies and all that stuff.
You listen every week?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, you can. It's very easy. I mean, I don't know if she has an Alexa.
I'm online with you right now. So,
yeah,
you know,
figured.
I know how it works.
Yeah, the app is great. You know,
he just doesn't get up every morning to listen to it.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't do it either if I wasn't
No, that's exactly
here.
Right. I don't.
You know, if you wouldn't drag me out of bed on Saturday morning so you could do the show, I wouldn't get up.
My whole body clock has changed, so I'm on a more nocturnal schedule.
I hear you.
So there you go. How you been?
Been good. And you?
I'm getting along.
Well, good. Good.
But more so after the other, that's all you can expect.
Yeah. Are you on social media at all or not?
No, I'm not. No, yeah. I don't play that little birdie game and all that stuff, so, you know.
No, man, it's brutal out there sometimes, you know.
It is brutal, man. It's hard being a dinosaur. I don't know. It's just some of my granddaughter's pajamas.
Yeah, I got it.
Dinosaurs all over everything. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I've been working on a computer for a long, long time, and the internet is sometimes still social media is more baffling than the internet. I can get around on the internet.
Oh yeah, very much.
But
so.
I've had to do some work this week on a computer, and man, I'll tell you. Just trying to navigate, and when people want this and they want that and they attach this form and, you know, good grief.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I muddle through it, you know.
I muddle through it all the time. I muddle and I muddle and I keep muddling. Anyway, not much happening here. It's still dark.
Still dark. I hear you. All right. Well,
all
look.
Right, buddy.
Practice social distancing and stay safe. All right, buddy?
I'm sitting here all by myself.
You got it.
That's as distant as I need to be.
Good luck on the new grandchild.
Oh, yeah. Got another one coming, so it's all good.
Cool.
Yep.
Take care, man. All right. See you later. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Well, there goes Bob. So Tom texted us, Robin, and said, how did this article change me, your Dune article? It gave me a complete understanding of why our kids are coming out of school as liberal idiots.
That's kind of something like what I said, but I can't repeat on the radio.
Oh, brother, you are tough. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a couple pre-recorded commercials so that you folks can understand who's out there for you and our good sponsors. And we appreciate, you know, once this is over, that you get back to helping out our sponsors as they help out the Outdoors and Radio Show. And we appreciate it. Mr. Chris, you're up.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Watching the rain pour in from the west today. Some 1-inch plus rainfall totals and rumbles of thunder, too. Could be some pockets of active weather. Thankfully, we're in the 50s today, or we might see some severe storms. 53 are high this afternoon, our low tonight down to 50 degrees. And then rain showers for Sunday morning with a high of 67. The business week ahead looks much improved with sunshine Monday, Tuesday, high temps in the 60s and 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bed liners. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look sad.
Remind me,
Chuck. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. To God have mercy. Every day before supper time,
to go down and buy the truck patch and pick her a mess of boat salad and carry it home in a cold sack of boat salad. Everybody said it was a shame, cause the mama was working on the chain gang.
Alright.
Chris, we must have ESP.
Why?
He's on phone, isn't he?
Probably.
I'll wait till Chris gets off, but...
No, I was in the process of moving some dials around here.
Because I was going to text you this morning and ask you to play that, because I didn't know what poke salad was, okay? So for some reason, in the middle of all this teaching this week, I Googled what poke salad was. Do you know that stuff's poisonous unless you cook it right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I didn't know all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I just didn't know. So I was going to text you and ask you to play that song for me this morning, and you did it anyway when I forgot.
Well,
I was,
well, we do have this thing going on.
Yeah, you do. I know. I'm worried about it. Anyway.
You better worry.
I was in line at a Walmart, believe it or not. This was years ago. And I said something, or I don't know how the conversation came up, but the woman beside me, behind me, in front of me, whatever, we were thinking the same thing at the same time about a product or whatever it was. And she turned around and looked at me, and she goes, I was just thinking that. You must have ESPN.
That's the one channel I don't have.
So we got an email from William. He said, growing up in Colorado and traveling around Kansas and Nebraska, I know for a fact that tumbleweeds communicate with each other. What do you think about that, Chris? On windy days, they have community meetings along fence lines.
I like it.
I wonder if the tumbleweeds are social distancing right now. So.
We'll have to get a picture.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Chris.
In some grocery stores, they've actually got tape on the ground, and you've got to stand behind that piece of tape, and then the next piece is about six feet away.
Really?
Yes.
Did you see we've got the TV on silent. Did you see the classroom or whatever it was where they drew circles on the ground and the kids had to stay within the circles?
I saw what you were pointing at. I didn't know what was going on.
It was an outside class in another country, but they had looked like they spray painted circles in the dirt, and then the kids were in each of those little circles.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, at least they're taking it seriously.
Well, that's true. But, you know, and then people talk about how crazy they're going by staying cooped up. It's like, am I the only one that ever had chicken pox? Because, I mean, I can remember when I was a little kid and I had chicken pox, I couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, you can't go anywhere. No.
Yeah. So this is just a grown-up version of that.
That's right. You know, it's funny. Speaking of chicken pox, you know, my neighbor got chicken pox, and my parents wanted me to get it over with early, so they took me over and had me play with the neighborhood kids, so I get it and get it done.
Feel the love from the parents.
Yes. I got a text from your mom the other day.
That's probably my mom texted me.
Probably now, yeah. calling you out. No, I got a text from her. She said, I was up in the house walking around the other night at 12:25 in the morning, and I guess Chris played one of our promos. Uh-huh. He said, I heard my son-in-law's voice coming at me out of the radio. It was rather disarming.
I think that's funny.
That is funny. So, hey, I want to make an announcement. Because of Governor Hogan's latest directive, our measuring deadline for bucks, bears, and stags has been pushed back 2 months to June 15th. It was April 15th, and the book was going to be released on June 1st. Book has come along great. We're making great progress on the book as far as design and getting the information, formatted and that type of thing. The book's called Maryland's Finest, The Records and the Legacy. It's a compilation of all the deer records that we can lay our hands on here in Maryland. For white-tailed deer, black bears, and Sika stags. But we've now had to move that back because of this emergency to June 1st or June 15th for the measuring deadline. The book will be out August 1st. We'd planned to release it again on April, the deadline of April 15th and June 1st with the book coming out. But we were measuring records at a animals at a record pace. We had three events lined up for March. All of them got canceled. So, you know, the sponsors were excited. The books were went on pre-sale March 1st, as we had predicted.
The pre-sales are going great.
Pre-sales were good, yeah. I mean, and by the way, at bucks-bears-stags.com, you can look on there. And we have to post this change on our website today, you know. So because of the COVID-19 emergency, every event was postponed or canceled. The Maryland Bowhunter Society, remember we talked about that. We talked about going to the Pope and Young Club. We had something else.
I should be in a hotel right now.
Yeah, I know. We should be in Virginia celebrating. But I want to talk about Pope and Young Club because the hunt auction is going on today.
Got it.
Okay, so they still have the hunts and the auction, and I'll give people that information.
Just make sure that when we post that, we don't put a political person's name in it.
We already posted this.
I thought you wanted to post. Are you going to post a different one?
We can put this on our website.
On a website.
The website doesn't care what you call the governor.
Yeah, I tried.
Unlike Facebook.
I tried to boost something. If you put a political name on Facebook, they will not let you boost it.
Right. So, we apologize for the inconvenience. We're moving quickly to prepare Maryland's finest to send it to the printer. We want as many great Maryland whitetails and black bears and Seeker stags to be included as possible. All of us at Bucks, Bears, and Stags want everyone that would like their animals measured to be accommodated. Please contact us by private message. This is a Facebook message, okay? On our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. Email is BBS, that stands for Bucks, Bears, Stags, at bucks-bears-stags.com. You can call or text Robin at 410-935-5966 so we can schedule an appointment or make arrangements for you to meet with one of our measures. They are taking social distancing precautions as well. They will measure your animal, but they're not going to get you in their house and that type of thing. They'll measure your animal on their porch or whatever it might be.
Everybody be safe and healthy right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So stay tuned to our Facebook page for updates, and we'll make sure that that happens. How about that, Chris? So when you kill that big buck, we got to get that measured. And guess what, Robin? There's the music. And we didn't do what we said.
We didn't do what we said we were going to do.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's do it. Let's announce it now.
Okay, anybody who comes up with an idea how to end the show, because we always say get out, stay safe. We don't want you to get out that much unless you're social distancing 6 feet apart. So if you can come up with a good thing until this COVID is over,
yep,
and you have a good tagline for us, give us a call.
Yep, how are we going to sign out the hour of the show? And we'll adopt it for the next month. Let's see how that works out. All right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Tell us on the air when we come back after the news. And now it's time for us to say,
get out, stay away from each other, wash your hands, and stay healthy.
Wow.